PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the funeral for Newark Police Detective who was gunned down Friday night as he and another officer were investigating illegal gun activity will be held this Friday, 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart. The police detectives, the police department announced 26-year-old Joseph Escona died in a gun battle that also left his partner wounded, a 14-year-old boy charged with Escona's murder and the attempted murder of the other officer. Police expect a heavy presence of fellow police, law enforcement, cops, and dignitaries from local, state, and federal agencies to attend the funeral. Escona's wake will be Thursday at Bias Funeral Home in Newark. A Manalapan man is accused of repeated disturbing behavior in a virtual doctor's waiting room.
34-year-old Jason Shane faces various charges filed in Middlesex County, including cyber harassment, lewdness, possession, and distribution of child sexual abuse materials. Prosecutors say at least seven times over several months, Shane allegedly live-streamed the sex abuse content while pleasuring himself in a telehealth waiting room for a provider in Old Bridge. He was arrested on Friday. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
More terrible news following that fatal crash on Route 55 in Elk Township. Police say a 17-year-old passenger in the vehicle that flipped over after smashing into a disabled minivan on the shoulder has now died. Two 19-year-olds, Brendan Carey, a senior at Delsey Regional High School, and Dominic Reyes, a recent graduate, were also killed. New Jersey Transit and the union representing train engineers have reached a contract deal averting a potential strike.
The two sides had been negotiating for years and were involved in a bitter battle, with the engineers threatening to strike on March 22nd. Well, details of the deal have not yet been released, but the main sticking point was over money. Both sides issued a joint statement reading in part, "We have resolved a long-standing grievance and settled another outstanding dispute, paving the way for the introduction of new technology that enhances efficiencies in NJ Transit and supports our workforce."
Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 at News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It's a crisp, cool start to another beautiful, warm day. Temperatures holding around 40 degrees for most of the state this morning. Some pockets of colder stuff out there. But hey, highs around 70 degrees this afternoon. It will be much cooler along the coast, though. Lots of sunshine and dry weather along the way. A few clouds creep in tonight. Lows around 40. Tomorrow we lose the 70 degrees. Highs lower to mid-50s tomorrow with sun and clouds. Still a pretty nice day. A sprinkle or flurry possible tomorrow night in northern New Jersey. Weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 150 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Right now, Scotch Plains, 37 degrees. It's 34 in Belmar, Mays Landing, 27. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.